Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, I did something very mature and very powerful today. I said no to the devil. So there was this girl that liked me, and I kind of like didn't really know, but she liked me, and I know who she is, and I'm not going to say any names and stuff like that, but she kind of sent me a message saying, hey, can we talk? And I'm like, huh? I was playing Steam Deck. But anyway, she said, yeah, I kind of want to, like, you know, talk. So we met up at, you know, at some place. We were eating and stuff. I had me a drink. I didn't really want to eat. And she wanted us to be together. Now, yeah, I understand. She's a witch. I've heard things about her. She does magic with a K, like blood magic, and go to graveyards often and collect dirt and pray over weird, bad stuff. And, I didn't want to be unequally yoked. I don't want that dark energy attached on me in the spirit realm. And I sat down politely and just told her, like, look, I'm flattered that you want us to be together, but I can't do it. And I told her I can't be unequally yoked with a witch. I can't serve two masters because I love one and hate the other. I don't want a soul tie with a witch. That is pretty bad for someone who wants to follow Jesus Christ. And not only that, I can't really explain that to Jesus Christ when I die. Like, how can I explain that to Jesus? How? What am I going to say? I don't want that mark on me. I don't want that curse on me. I don't want that weighing on my conscience, my soul. So, I rejected her offer, and she was more than willing to sleep with me. This is the first girl that's ever been willing to, like, I will screw your brains out. I will screw your brains out. I will do anywhere, whatever. I'm down for it. You're a nice guy. You're this, you're that. And, you know, she has a couple of kids. And that's another thing. It's like, look, you got kids. All right? You got kids. You're kind of messed up. And I told her that. I told her, like, I don't want to be a stepdad. And I don't want to get married. And I don't want to date. So why would I throw away my morals for a witch? If I'm supposed to be going to church, if I just went to church last week, and if I'm supposed to be going to church this Thursday, how would I look being in a real relationship with a witch? It's scary out here. It's scary. And she asked me, like, why am I not interested in the new age stuff, like healing crystals and chakras? And I'm like, all that stuff is all deception. And I told her that too. She was really trying to lure me into that. Here's what she was trying to do. She was trying to sleep with me first. She was like, you know, I know you're a virgin and stuff, and da-da-da-da. We can take care of that, and then, like, we can, like, you know, start dating and going to this place and that place. And she tried to, like, lure me in with actual sex, because I knew she was open to it. And it's like, I can't go to the shadow realm with you. I can't do that. And I told her that too. She was persistent. It didn't work. And I just kind of walked away. I just said no to the devil. And to be honest, I kind of had to pat myself on the back, because if it had been like 18 or 19 year old me when I was weak, and my faith in a simp, I don't know what I would have done. And that's me being honest. That's me being flat out honest. I don't know if I would have been as stern had I not known about soul ties and chakras and all that stuff, because I didn't know about that back then. In 2005, 2006, I didn't know about that. I just thought it was like, woohoo, whatever, woo-woo. No, there's real spirituality behind that. She has blood magic. I don't want to be in a blood covenant with a witch. I cannot do that. I can't. I would be throwing away me being baptized at 25 years old, me going to church, all the videos I've done on sermons, all the videos I have on my channel about Jesus and the New World Order, all that would have been in vain if I would have sold out for some vajayjay, basically. And I'm sorry, Jesus is worth way more than a girl. And she's cute. She's a cute girl. But I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not built that way. I'm not built that way. And it reminded me of when Satan came to Jesus and tried to say, "If I'll give you all of the world, you bow down and worship me." And that's what happened today. Satan came in the form of a pretty girl, a pretty witch, and said, "I will screw your brains out. I will sleep with you. I will suck you off. I will do all this if you bow down and worship me." And just like Jesus, I said, "Get behind me, Satan." And I walked away. I walked away. So I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself. So that's it. I just needed to say that. It was a big deal. It was kind of a deciding moment in my life. I already knew my answer when she offered the relationship and sex and all that type of stuff. She was willing to do it today. She was willing to sleep with me. She was willing to do me off today. But I just said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want to be unequally yoked. See, it just shows that I still have the fear of God in me. At least a little bit. I mean, I'm at least scared enough to know what not to do. I know the rules. I know the rules. And I fear the rules enough to not play with fire, real fire. That's some dark stuff. So, all right, that's it. I gotta go to work. All right. All right, bye, guys.